Welcome aboard. I'm Stein Cruz, President and Chief Executive Officer of Holland America Line, and I'd like to take a brief moment to share something about the art on our ships. When Holland America Line was founded in 1873, our company quickly became a leader in bringing new and modern innovations to cruising. And to this present day, we continue that proud tradition. As you follow along on this art tour, notice how our architect Frans Dingemans has created a unique environment for you to enjoy. And Frans has placed the art very carefully to create a comfortable setting where you can enjoy all the onboard experiences we have for you. Do enjoy this art tour with Paul and Elizabeth, and please do take the time to enjoy the ship as well as the cruise. I know that you will take home lasting memories.
Thank you, Stein. Welcome to the world of the art on the Westerdam. Now, don't worry. This isn't going to be one of those dull museum tours that requires a couple of hours of close attention. Why, you don't even have to whisper. But it will give you a starting point to help you appreciate some of the art treasures aboard this Holland America Line ship. I'm Paul Lasley.
And I'm Elizabeth Harriman. And we're going to take you around the Westerdam today and show you some of the art treasures. But before we start, take a seat. We'll tell you a little about this room and what to expect on this art tour. You know, walking around a Holland America Line ship is like entering a work of art. The atmosphere of quality created by the paintings, the sculptures, and the antiques reflects the vision of one man, Frans Dingemans. Dingemans, with his firm VFD Architects in Utrecht in the Netherlands, has designed the interiors of all the Holland America Line ships.
Now, a lot of cruise ships have artworks aboard them today, but Dingemans does something unique for Holland America Line. Instead of just adding works as a decoration, he incorporates them as an integral part of the decor. From the beginning of the design process, he commissions new works from outstanding contemporary artists, and he searches the world for appropriate antiques.
You might think of this cruise as a visit to a great estate that has some wonderful works of art. You might see a piece you really like on your way to dinner or one of the lounges. Well, here, you can live with it and really begin to appreciate it during your cruise. And on this art tour, we'll give you an introduction to some of the works and reveal just how important the art is to Holland America Line. Here's Frans Dingemans.
Holland America Line always decorated their ships with contemporary art, modern art, and conventional art to bring together an art collection, total environment of the ship and the rooms you're sitting in. The way you do that is basically following your own heart.
Let's begin the tour right here on Deck 10, the observation deck forward in the Explorations Cafe.
Chapter 1, Deck 10, Observation Deck.
Walk to the port side of the crow's nest, and on the back wall of the captain's corner in the room is a 17th century Dutch painting called Sea Battle. The Dutch originated this style of painting in the 16th century. In fact, they were the first to actually send artists along to document the battle scenes. As the Dutch lost control of the seas later in the 17th century, interest in this type of painting faded.
Yeah, understandable.
Now walk out of the crow's nest and look to your left at the 19th century ship model in the display case. This is a model of the Industry, a Royal Navy ship that carried supplies.
The starboard side is open to show the unique method of diagonal bracing that was invented by the British in 1800. It became the standard for shipbuilding from then on. Chapter 2, Deck 10, Observation Deck.
Head to the elevators and turn around to face forward. What you'll see on the wall in front of you, well, before you go into the crow's nest, is really interesting. It's a group of keratids. Now, these are herm keratids, female figures.
What are herm keratids?
Well, I'm getting into pronunciation difficulties here, but let me explain. Herms are female keratids.
Oh.
Atlantans are male keratids.
Well, I think there's some of each here.
Well, yes, but you see, I prefer the herm
keratids. Oh, you prefer the herms?
Yes, and
well, I think I like the Atlantans.
Well, anyway,
from Atlantis?
Well, actually, that refers to Atlas, who was, you know, in Greek mythology, condemned to hold the earth and the heavens up on his shoulders.
Sometimes I know just how he feels.
But if you've been to the Acropolis in Athens, you've seen the Caryatids there that are carved female figures holding up that porch.
Now, it might look like the Hermes and Atlantans are made of stone, but they're not. They're made of something called Echo Deco.
Well, remember Gilbert Le Bigre and Corinne Roger? Well, they designed the Art Deco elevator doors, if you'll remember. They created and patented a material they call Echo Deco. They actually made it in their kitchen. It's fireproof, biodegradable, and can be made to look like anything from metal to stone. It's the perfect material for a ship. It's light and fireproof. As you walk about the ship, keep your eye out for things that look like stone or plaster. Chances are they're Echo Deco. Notice the elevator doors. They're cast aluminum, and the designs were inspired by New York's Art Deco masterpiece, the Chrysler Building. The husband and wife team, Gilbert Le Bigre and Corinne Roger, created these doors. Now, Gilbert Le Bigre studied art in Paris and designed sets for the Versailles Opera and for ballets for Nureyev. Corinne is an artist and sculptor in her own right, and in fact, Gilbert was a judge, the international judge, in the Rose Parade in Pasadena. Now, the couple lives near Pisa in Italy, where they create all sorts of art. You'll be seeing more of their handiwork later in the tour.
Now take either the elevator or the stairs down to Deck 9, the Lido Deck. Now sometime during your cruise, give yourself a treat and explore all three of the ship's staircases. Each one has serious art at every level. For now, though, let's explore Deck 9, the Lido Deck. Head back toward the stairs and turn left as though you were entering the greenhouse, spa, and salon. Turn left again, past the hydrotherapy pool on your left. Spending some time in that pool is a whole different kind of artistic experience. But for now, walk on by and go out onto the Lido pool deck.
Turn left and go over to the starboard side of the ship. Then turn right and walk a few steps. Now turn to your right and look at the bronze dolphins leaping at the end of the pool. This is one of the best vantage points to see them from.
Chapter 3, Deck 9, Lido Deck. She's recognized as one of the finest sculptors working with animals in the world today. And she's designed animal statues for all the Holland America ships. She's done bears and penguins, but dolphins are a specialty. She has spent countless hours observing them in the wild. As a result, the sculptures seem full of life. Okay, now I have a question for you, Paul. Is this a group of dolphins leaping, or is it one dolphin in different stages of leaping?
Actually, here's Susanna Holt, and she's going to explain that.
Well, a spotted dolphin is a species of dolphin that swims in the Bahamas, and Holland America cruises a good deal in the Bahamas, the waters of the Bahamas. It's a very friendly animal. It is an animal, not a fish, it's a mammal, breathes like we do. And in fact, at one time in their evolution, they walked on land.
Really?
And all that remains of their legs now are very, very tiny bones in the peduncle. The peduncle is the part of the body that propels them through the water.
When you study these animals to make a sculpture, obviously a lot of research goes into this, but you mentioned the structure of the animal, the skeleton. Is that part of the sculpture for you?
Oh, it's very important. I start from the bones upward, and as a matter of fact, the anatomy of any animal, be it Homo sapien, us, or any animal or any bird, the structure of the anatomy, the bones underneath, and even the muscles, are totally similar. They're just variations on a theme as to whether we stand upright or we use our wings to fly. The bones are similar. And so I kind of build from the bones upwards in a way, because once I get the proportions of that particular species correct, the rest follows from there.
Well, you're known for doing very accurate representations of the animals, of your subjects, but you're also able to bring a sense of, I think, the life of the animal to the work, and that's very evident with the spotted dolphins.
I think that comes from my love of animals and my appreciation for the way that they move. They're so beautiful, so lyrical, that I try to interpret that. And as a matter of fact, movement, when you break down movement, it's actually a sequence of mathematical divisions through the air. It's very extraordinary. It's not just a haphazard shape that goes up in the air. You can actually follow the movement in a series of steps, almost, lifts. And I explore that. And so my sculptures are like a sequence, like a strobe lens, that goes from one movement to the next, to the next, to the next.
So even though when we're looking at your sculpture and there are, say, three dolphins or four dolphins or five dolphins, it's actually a sequence of movement of a single dolphin.
Exactly.
Continue walking aft into the Lido restaurant. Ahead on your right, you'll see some ceramic plates with designs by the famous Dutch artist Corneille. In fact, you'll see prints of Corneille's work throughout the Lido restaurant. He was born in 1922, and he was part of the Cobra movement that took off in Europe after World War II. He and other European artists wanted to wake up the art establishment. They believed in painting spontaneously without any preconceived plan. As a result, Corneille's work is vibrant and full of imagination. And at more than 80 years old, he's still working and creating exciting art.
Now continue aft and exit the Lido restaurant. Go out onto the aft pool deck. See the whimsical sculpture at the far end of the pool? That's called Dog at Sea by English ceramicist Maggie Giles. Now here's something you might not have thought of. As you look at the art aboard the Westerdam, remember that this is a ship, so every piece of art gets weighed. For instance, Maggie Giles' sculpture weighs about 3,800 pounds.
I love that sculpture. It's a sea dog, or salty dog, at sea. Anyway, Carl Oppel, he was another member of the Cobra movement, and his work is on other Holland America ships. Well, he sort of discovered Maggie Giles.
Well, yeah, talk about lucky breaks. This is a great story. He was working on a commission at the Royal Porcelain Factory in Delft, and Giles was working there. Well, Oppel wrote a letter to the director of the Stedelijk Museum in Amsterdam. "Dear Eddie," he wrote, "Maggie makes toys for grown-ups. I personally think she's very good." Well, Eddie at the Stedelijk Museum did an exhibition of her work, and it turned the Dutch ceramic world upside down. But I love that description, toys for grown-ups. I think you will, too, for this cute little dog at sea, or as you say, sea dog. Now walk back into the Lido restaurant. If it's lunchtime, you might pause your tour and enjoy the artistry of the Westerdam chefs. When you're ready to begin, go to the aft elevator lobby. Take either the stairs or the elevator down to deck 3, the promenade deck.
Head toward the Vista dining room. Opposite the dining room doors is an intricate 19th century bone inlaid door from India. Now, you may not want to enter the dining room right now, but there are some important paintings to see the next time you come here for a meal. On the wall on the port side of the room are flower paintings by Tim McGuire. He's an Australian artist who lives in France. He's always loved classic Dutch still life paintings from the 1600s, but he wanted to reinterpret the subject for modern times. So he concentrates on just one part of one flower. It's like seeing a stylized version of a Dutch still life flower.
And the technique he uses is absolutely fascinating. We saw his studio, and he puts prints of old still lifes up in the studio, and he looks at them through the wrong end of binoculars. That's what gives him the unique perspective that's reflected in his paintings. Tim told us that when he won a fellowship to come and work in France for a year, it included all the champagne he could drink while living in a chateau.
Yes, if you ran low on champagne, he would just call up and a little truck would come, sort of like an emergency supply.
Oh, that we all had emergency supplies like that. Well, notice how the flower motif is continued in the dining room ceiling. The gorgeous floral sculptures up there, well, this level is a great vantage point to see them from. When lit at night, they seem to glow with an internal fire. Dingeman's team designed them.
Now retrace your steps to the aft elevator lobby and take either the stairs or the elevator down to deck 2, the lower promenade deck. Again, head for the Vista dining room. There's another spectacular item right across from the doors on this level.
In this display case is an 18th century silver-plated palace doorway from a palace in India. The Dutch traded extensively with India in the days of the East India Company, and this doorway came from a royal residence in Gujarat. Notice the intricate details and the two elephants at the bottom.
Chapter 4, Lower Promenade Deck. To continue this tour, walk forward from the Vista Dining Room, bearing to your right. You'll come to the Explorer's Lounge. And on your left is a huge maritime mural by Kees Mueller. It depicts Lower Manhattan during the time New York was New Amsterdam and was owned by the Dutch. Notice the little details in the painting. Frans Dingemans has some thoughts about how the Dutch influenced our language.
Dutch were there, and around that, you see the Dutch daler, the payment of the Dutch guilder, you might say. The daler was the old word for it, and the daler became dollar. We have tried to explain on the ship that a lot of American words are basically coming from Holland, in terms of Brooklyn, Wall Street, the Jantjes, that were the Jantjes is Jan, is in the first name, but the Jantjes were the sailor man, there were the Jonas at the end of the line. So a lot of words are now American, and so by doing that we try to make this link, which exists now between Holland and America, still very much, let's say, has an origin which is affecting, let's say, everyday American life.
Now walk forward. When you get to the far end of the Explorer's Lounge, look down. Dingemans carries out the floral theme in the circular inlaid marble mosaics. It's like seeing a Dutch still life in the floor. Keep walking forward and you'll see another mosaic. Throughout the ship, you'll find unexpected surprises.
Continue forward along the hallway. On your right will be the Pinnacle Bar. To your left will be the Pinnacle Grill. You can look into the restaurant to see the backlit murals.
They were commissioned for the restaurant created by Maurice Shelton and Niels Mevius. And although not copies, they create exactly the technique of a 17th century Dutch still life. What makes them really unusual is that they're photographs, not paintings.
Chapter 5, Lower Promenade Deck. Oh, they are just beautiful. It does look like a Dutch still life lit from behind. Now, as you continue forward, look to your left. You'll see two jewel-encrusted ostrich eggs. These are by Rodolfo Sanz, an artist who divides his time between Argentina and Holland.
I went to Buenos Aires the last time. I said, well, I have an opportunity to make something in Buenos Aires. Finally, I'm come back with material, with everything. I'm start to work. It was really difficult to have a big object, and you need to transform a big object. More in this kind of work, because, you know, it's a little details. Same object, but in the same times, difference.
You could stay here a long time just looking at the details. But resist that temptation and continue walking forward to the atrium. Walk down the circular staircase and you'll find a couple of surprises at the bottom of the atrium, on deck one, the main deck. Chapter 6, Main Deck.
Walk over to the front office and take a look at the tile panel behind the desks. That's antique Delft and one of the most important works of art on the ship. It's very rare and represents the absolute best of Delft tile painting in 1700. Hanna Kociewska, a guest relations supervisor, gets to be around the art all the time. We asked her what she thinks of the Westerdam.
It caught my eye just when I came on board here, because it is typical Dutch, and it's huge, and it's in pieces, it's old, and it's everything is quite modern, computers, chairs, and then this old piece of art is hanging there on the red wall. Yep, that's special. Oh yes, they always make photos of the front desk just of that piece of art, and then we think they're making photos of us, so we start waving and they ask us, go aside. They really make photos of that piece of art. They do.
Now, turn around to see another treat, an Andy Warhol portrait of the Netherlands' Queen Beatrix. It's one of four Warhol painted to the Queen. There's one on each Vista-class ship, the Westerdam, Oosterdam, Zuiderdam, and the Noordam. It's one of the few complete sets in existence.
Warhol also did portraits of Chairman Mao and Princess Grace, along with other members of royalty. His idea was to portray celebrities as famous brands, you know, like the Campbell soup cans. If you want to see all four portraits of Queen Beatrix, start booking your cruises now. Oh, and speaking of famous people, remember Franz Dingemann's talking about Peter Stuyvesant? Well, here on Deck 1, on the starboard side of the atrium, you'll see a statue of Stuyvesant.
In 1645, he was appointed Director General of Dutch Possessions in America. He wasn't popular because of his really strict rules. He enforced Sunday laws, prohibited the very profitable sale of guns and liquor to the Native Americans. But on the other hand, he worked to increase the quality of the taverns. He was also known as a smart dresser. Okay, now, walk forward to the midship staircase and take either the elevator or the stairs back up to Deck 2, the lower promenade deck.
Or you could take the outside elevators. They can whisk you up and down on the outside of the ship.
However you get back to Deck 2, the lower promenade deck, bear to your right and continue walking forward on the starboard side of the ship. You'll pass the Queen's Bar and the Queen's Lounge on your left, and you'll soon come to what appear to be two very large ship models.
Chapter 7, Lower Promenade Deck. Take a close look at Willem. It's a votive ship. It's very rare. The model would have been made to hang in church to ensure safe return from a voyage. This one had a prayer tucked inside it that the restorers found when they were working on it. The saying was that the sailors in the back of the church were praying for safety, and the owners up in front were praying for profits.
Now, up ahead on your right is another ship, and I think it's one of our favorites.
Well, it's my favorite, but then I like spooky things. See, it's really a 20th century weather vane, but it's been modeled after a Spanish galleon. It's made of copper that's been weathered to this lovely green color. And to me, it looks kind of haunting. It's like it's a ghost ship.
You and ghosts.
Oh, I love spooky things, you know me.
Now, just ahead, bear to your right and go into the piano bar. On the walls, you'll see photographs of Lionel Hampton, Eric Dolphy, John Coltrane, and other jazz greats. They're from the 1950s, and they're by Dutch photographer Ed van der Esken.
Back outside the piano bar, take the forward stairs or the elevator up to the promenade deck, Deck 3.
And if you've missed your daily walk, well, if you take the stairs, you'll be rewarded for your exercise, because this forward staircase is where you'll find a series of oil paintings by one of the world's leading marine painters, Captain Stephen J. Card.
For each new Holland America ship, he creates a collection of paintings. They typically depict the new vessel as well as earlier Holland America ships that bore the same name, or a similar name. For Westerdam, well, this created a particular challenge. Stephen Card talks about it in his book, Holland America Line, The Spotless Fleet.
Well, with the Westerdam, the commission was to make six paintings for the ship. And of course, there, including the new ship, there were three Westerdams. The first one was in service from just after World War II up until the 60s. And there was a second Westerdam, which used to be sailors' home lines, Homeric. Came to Holland America in 1988. So those made up my three Westerdam ships. And then I included a ship called the Westerdijk, which was a Holland America Line freighter, and the Western Land, which was a ship that Holland America purchased from an owner in the 30s. There were two vessels, Western Land and Penland, and the names came to Holland America, but they never changed, so they had the dyke suffix. And then the last painting that went into the series was the Princess Marguerite, which again was a freighter that came to Holland America from a different owner, but the name was kept.
Sometime during your cruise, check out all the Card paintings in this staircase. Each painting is meticulously detailed and accurate for its time. Card told us that each painting he does is like visiting an old friend. He grew up in the 1960s in Bermuda, and he saw all the classic Holland America Line ships, as they called in Bermuda.
And being in Bermuda is what got Card his start as a marine painter. He grew up with a love of the sea and was a navigator, sea captain, and harbor master. As you might expect, he's got some great stories. Then, one day in 1984, when Card was home in Bermuda, he received a call from Nico van der Vorm, then chairman of Holland America Line. Van der Vorm had seen a painting Card had done of a ship and asked him if he'd be interested in painting the 1980s era Noordam and New Amsterdam, as well as a new portrait of the line's flagship, the Rotterdam. Well, Stephen Card soon learned that his maritime background helped his new endeavor. I have a knowledge of the sea and of how ships operate, he told us, and that enables me to create accurate paintings of the ships. His paintings hang in the collections of several museums and on all the Holland America Line ships.
Chapter 8, Promenade Deck.
Continue aft, bearing to your right. Before you get to the shops, stop and look at the small display case on your left. There's a wonderful work of art by Volker Kuhn. It's called The Bait. Study it for a moment, and you'll see why everyone walks away with a smile. Small wonder Kuhn's works are in such demand by museums and collectors.
Here's a Westerdam hotel manager, René Tijnman.
I'm very fond of all the little bits and pieces that you find. The little, for instance, near the shops, outside the library, you have these tiny little boxes tucked away in the wall. It forces you to kind of, when you go around the ship, to really study every corner. And I like all those little hidden away pieces, fun corners, really, that are there, that you really need to discover, that you don't see at first glance when you quickly walk through the ship. So that's always my favorite of a new ship.
Chapter 9, Promenade Deck.
Now continue walking aft through the shops to the atrium. Look at the sailing ship at the top of the atrium. That's Waterford crystal. In case you're wondering, it's all mouth-blown, hand-cut lead crystal. There's a Waterford sculpture on each of the four ships of the Vista Class series, Zuiderdam, Oosterdam, Noordam, and here on Westerdam. Now here's Waterford's head designer, Billy Canning.
Well, the Westerdam was the third ship, and the Westerdam, where what happened there was, we decided that we would reflect the Holland America logo, which is the half main, half moon, which is the first Dutch cargo ship, I think, which sailed the seas in the 1700s.
Henry Hudson.
Henry, no, you know more. But it's the half moon is the galleon that you see on the where you see the big bow of the vessel in the Holland America logo. So we did a sculpture of the actual half moon inside on a large plinth which has the blue colours of the ocean underneath it, and it's the light is directly above the galleon, which lights it up. So again, it's above the sculpture is a night sky, which is how the sailors navigated in those days, you know. So,
well, and again, Waterford craftsmen made this by hand.
Yes, absolutely.
And it weighs tons.
It weighs tons. Yes, yes, it does indeed. And I mean, the same craftsmen who made all four pieces, actually were with me in Italy during the installation of the pieces on board, because only a certain amount of it could be assembled and shipped before it couldn't actually never totally come together until it was actually in situation on the ship.
Wow.
So it's the same guys were out with me.
In this area, you'll also get an insight into the kinds of vessels the Dutch used on their inland waterways. Look at the large wooden model of a botter, a Dutch fishing boat.
Now, to see what these vessels looked like in action, examine the carved wooden landscapes on the aft wall of the atrium. Examine them closely. Notice the rudders at the back of the boats? See, it looks as though they have carved images at the tops of the rudders. Okay, now walk on around the atrium and check out the sculptures that decorate the starboard side of the ocean bar. These are actual rudder sculptures from 19th century Dutch boats. Aren't they fascinating? Stroll around the ocean bar. You'll see all sorts of images. Animals, fish, heads of men and women. I think they're beautiful.
If you borrowed a tour, now it's time to turn it in.
So walk toward the front of the ship again, through the shops and past the digital workshop and the Marabella fine jewelry shop to the elevators. Take an elevator to level 10, observation deck, to the Explorations Cafe.
If you've enjoyed this tour and you want to learn more about the art on board the Holland America Line fleet, you can download tours for all the ships as podcasts. Check out the tours on the Holland America Line website at hollandamerica.com.
To give you a little challenge, well, we have homework. Yes, I did say homework, but we promise it's going to be fun. If you want to explore on your own, here are some things to look for. Tea caddies made into elegant boxes and fanciful shapes. Carved meerschaum pipes made for smoking tobacco, yes, but also as cigar holders. And a cardboard chair made by Frank Gehry. I'm Paul Lasley.
And I'm Elizabeth Harriman. Have a wonderful cruise.